Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More migrant drownings in the Mediterranean. Save the Children aid group reports about 40 migrants may have drowned Sunday in the Mediterranean when the rubber dinghy they were in either deflated or exploded while trying to reach the coast of Italy. The humanitarian group said survivors of the accident reported that very many died when they fell into the sea. Will Turner with Doctors Without Borders is helping rescue the refugees from boats.
People were cramped in like sardines into this boat. We took over 3 hours to offload people, and the boat just never seemed to get emptier.
There have been more than 1,750 deaths this year in the unrelenting stream of migrants who are trying to escape conflict and poverty in Africa and the Middle East. President Obama Tuesday nominated Marine General Joseph Dunford as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to replace Army General Martin Dempsey as the nation's top uniformed military advisor. General Dunford currently serves as the Marines' commanding officer. He previously served as commander of all U.S. and international coalition forces in Afghanistan from 2013 to 2014, overseeing the ongoing withdrawal of U.S. forces and handover security operations to Afghan forces. The European Union says nuclear talks between six world powers and Iran will resume next week in Vienna. EU and Iranian negotiators will meet on May 12th. Officials from Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United States, the so-called P5 plus one, will join the talks 3 days later. The sides reached a framework deal last month, and they are now trying to work out the details for a final agreement by the deadline set at June 30th. This is VOA News. The latest international effort to find an end to the conflict in Syria began Tuesday in Geneva. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura will spend several weeks meeting with those involved in the fighting and others who want to play a role in seeing it stop. He says Iran will be included.
I have the right and the duty to invite for those one-to-one consultation anyone who has either a saying or an influence inside or around the Syrian issue. And Iran is clearly, like Saudi Arabia, like Turkey, like Jordan, a important regional player who is also a member of the UN.
Mr. de Mistura will meet separately with each party, including both government and opposition representatives. The talks are not themselves formal peace negotiations, but rather what UN officials describe as an effort to see whether the will and conditions exist to restart the peace process. The UN Children's Fund reports leaders of armed groups in the Central African Republic have agreed to release all child soldiers under their control and to end future recruitment. Lisa Schlein has more.
The UN Children's Fund reports the agreement to free child soldiers is one positive result to come out of an expected week-long National Reconciliation Forum, which opened Monday in the capital, Bangui. The forum, which brings together members of the government, parliament, political parties, leaders of armed groups, and various community leaders, aims to restore peace in Central African Republic, which has been at war for more than 2 years. Leaders of the country's armed factions signed an agreement to let the children go. UNICEF estimates the groups are holding between 6,000 and 10,000 children. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Another Republican is seeking his party's nomination for president in 2016. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who tried but failed to secure the nomination in 2008, made it official Tuesday with a pitch to working-class Americans worried about their jobs and social conservatives who share his opposition to abortion and gay marriage.
America's leadership in the world is completely evaporated. And the country is more polarized than ever in my lifetime. We were promised hope, but it was just talk.
Huckabee is the sixth officially announced Republican candidate. The White House says it is still too early to say whether Islamic State was behind Sunday's attack on a contest in Texas, where cartoonists were drawing pictures of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. The extremist group made its claim on its radio station Tuesday, saying two of its soldiers carried out the shooting in Garland outside Dallas. Police have identified the gunmen. The pair opened fire on a conference center, wounding a security guard, before police shot and killed them. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.